You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Woo! Yeah!
Just got Rickrolled.
Well, and we just got away with the end of the bottom of the eighth with two Baltimore players stranded on base. So that is good. It is still 1-0 Royals heading now into the top of the ninth.
Knock on wood.
Hang on to it, baby. Hang on to it. Hang on. Sam, do you want to talk about cornhole one more time? Because I feel like it's important to let people know that we're having the it's the global premiere cornhole event of the century.
That's right. The global reemergence of
yes.
the annual, not so annual because we didn't do
it's
last
global
year.
And annual
Parks cornhole tournament. We're calling it for Tossin' for Tails. All of the proceeds go to the KC Pet Project. Go online to KMBZ.com. Dan, it's on the front page, right?
Yes, it is. It's right there on the front page of KMBZ.com.
You can sign up. It's a team of two, $50 per team. It's 10 to 2 on Saturday, October 19th. It'll probably go a little bit longer than 2 p.m. if you're good, because you're going to be in a bracket-style gameplay. It's all going to be run by the Midwest Cornhole League. Like I said, $50 a team. We're allowing 100 teams. Spots are filling up fast, so go to KMBZ.com and sign up. All proceeds go to KC Pet Project. If you want to go and watch but don't want to play, spectator passes are $10. You can buy them online or at the door.
Please come play cornhole with us.
KMBZ.com. Do it.
Okay.
We'll be there.
A couple notes to pass on. Former President Jimmy Carter celebrating his 100th birthday today, surrounded by family and friends in his backyard in Plains, Georgia. This is so sweet. CBS News just posted this. CBS News was there as they wheeled the former president outside beneath the shade of his trees to witness a military flyover with four fighter jets. And I don't know why that image makes me cry, but it does.
I met
Jimmy Carter.
Yes, I interviewed him a little bit. It was actually in Venezuela.
For Habitat for Humanity work?
No. Down in Venezuela. It was election observation.
He was
part of a team because he was really involved with all that kind of stuff as well.
Sure.
He was holding a press conference. I was down there shooting a documentary, and I'm like, hey, former President Jimmy Carter, how you doing?
Okay.
Yes, did you know that Wikipedia Dan was also Documentary Dan?
I did know that.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
Okay.
Base hit.
Whoa, hey. Hey, we need to space that out a little bit.
So, can you
Golly.
Hey, can you name, I say base. You say hit. Base.
Can you name the two peanut farmers?
Simply terrible.
That became president.
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
Okay. What was the other one?
Jimmy Carter.
No. Thomas Jefferson.
Was a peanut farmer?
Yeah, in part.
Okay, Dan. You can go now. coming up, we have this great program trying to get kids interested into law enforcement, but we're going to split this hour because we're going to talk about one of the deputies is coming on who started this program to try and get kids as young as freshmen in high school thinking about a career in law enforcement and what that takes. Do you have to go to college? Do you have to what do you have to do to pass the test? What do you all the things you have to do? That is coming up here in a few minutes. But right now I want to ask you, before we get to Deputy Owen's great program, what is the weirdest, Dan, allergic reaction or reaction you have ever had to taking a medication?
Oh, well, the most life-threatening?
No, just interesting or notable.
When I was two and my throat started closing up.
So I'm allergic to Bactrim and Sulfa, and it makes me all splotchy and it makes my tongue feel good. It sounded like I was drunk. And I learned I was allergic when I was around 14. But there's another one I want to tell you about, and we're going to bring this back as a topic later in the hour. Sam, what is yours? Have you ever had any bizarre reaction, not necessarily allergic reaction, but a reaction that you were not expecting to any medication?
No, I do know that I had a similar experience to Dan with penicillin when I was a baby, but that was long before.
Only
I
because
had
your parents knew. Your parents have told you you're allergic. And I've told my kids, look, I'm allergic to Bactrim and Sulfa. You're probably allergic. We don't know.
Which I understand if you get cancer, penicillin is like a big thing in cancer treatment. So I'm just going to go ahead and say bye.
Okay. Okay.
There are alternatives.
So without getting completely TMI on this program, and I already shared this on middays, but I have to share because it's so funny. I left my purse in the studio overnight last night. I just forgot. And inside my purse was this medication that I picked up over the counter. And you know how you're supposed to read what a medication does for you, right?
Yes.
It's like the fine print.
Right. On the back, I read that you're supposed to take this with food, which I did. It says, don't take if you have kidney disease, which I don't. Don't take if you have allergies to foods or preservatives. Don't think I have that. And then again, it said take with food. So, Dan, that to me, and it's all in very small print. Very small print.
Sure.
Take with food twice is really trying to drive home. Please,
and
dear
so,
God,
yeah,
eat something.
Sam, in the studio, you watched me yesterday. I had almonds in here. I took a handful of almonds. I took this med.
Don't think that counts as taking it with food, but continue.
Right. Are almonds food? Yes.
That's not a meal.
Dan.
Yeah, Sam.
During
correct.
The commercial break yesterday. I have, what, 3 minutes to go run down for a biological, minutes. I'm in here by myself, you know that.
That's right.
I go running down, and all I'm going to tell you is the reaction that I had to this medicine I did not see on the back of this package. I do not understand why this would have happened. But do you remember Tang when we were growing up?
Oh, yeah,
oh,
I loved
God.
It.
If you remember putting just a little tiny bit of water in your cup like I did, and you took a ton of the Tang powder because it tasted like it was basically just sugar, and you mixed it all up, that is what this orange volcanic craziness, that color, right? We're just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
So I freak out. Because I only have a couple minutes and I'm running.
Why
I'm like,
oh, orange?
My God, everything is orange. Like Tang explosion. So I go to look this up last night. I forget to take the med. And I'm like, I don't think I'm going to take that again. This is weird. I go to look this up. And I'm going to tell you right now, when you Google this, this is not on the package, people. What it says. Yep. It comes right up, by the way. Do not wear contact lenses when using this medication. Your tears will turn orange red while using this medicine.
That's kind of cool, sort of.
No.
So is this like extreme dehydration?
No, this is like the like a prayer video that Madonna was in with the orange. No, I don't want blood orange coming out of my eye. So I did sweat last night. I was playing pickleball in my league. Thank God I did not sweat blood orange. Can you imagine? I would look like Sissy Spacek and Carrie. But it is nowhere on this package that you might tear up blood red orange. And so, like, I'm not a crier. It's been a long time since I've cried, knock on wood. Thank God there were no tears shed last night or I would have died. It is a bizarre reaction. It's a funny reaction. But read the fine print, people, because I did not have that on my bingo card yesterday. And I don't want anyone listening in this audience to be crying blood red tears. Can you imagine getting this to your teenager and they come in crying, which just makes more crying? Because once you start crying blood, I'm guessing you're crying, because now you think you're dying.
When it says to eat with it, you need to eat like a full meal.
Is that why I'm crying red?
Not just almonds, like
you need
protein,
a meal. You need something substantial.
Carbs.
Okay.
You know?
Veggies.
Focus. On the orange.
Like a nice piece of chicken.
The burst of
salad,
orange that like should. This
rice.
Needs to be a warning box on this thing. You are about to see things that are going to freak you out.
What is it for? Do you mind me asking?
Generally, it is for women things, Sam.
Okay, so you do mind me asking, and I don't want to know.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind you asking at all.
I don't.
I'm just not going to share it when it's 1-0 Royals in the top of the ninth with one on first.
Medicine for a woman of a certain season.
Of a mature age.
Uh-huh. Oh, it goes with your sweaters. Nice.
The leaves are turning. It is the season.
I feel like there needs to be a disclaimer. Do not take this medication if you're allergic to this medication. Medication may cause you to cry orange.
AARP magazines in the mailbox.
When we get back, how do we get our young people excited in a career in law enforcement? A great program. He's safe. Oh, We have a runner on second.
Okay, let's not do that again.
We'll be right
back.
That's
twice now.
Go Royals.
Two strikes.
Welcome back to Dana and Park. So this is the kind of story I want people sending us, because when I saw this, it just made me happy. It made my heart happy. There is a program, and this is in the North Kansas City School District, but I think that anyone could mirror this program with great results, where law enforcement works directly with the school district through the SROs or otherwise to create a pathway for students interested in law enforcement careers. And we've talked about how hard it is to recruit these days for police departments, not just here, but around the country. So why not plant the seed of the interest in the kids when they are younger, for what a law enforcement career could mean and could do for them? And we are thrilled to have Deputy Shepherd Owens with us on the program. Thank you so much for your time. I know you don't have a lot of time. You got to get back to the school tonight.
Yes. How you guys doing? And thank you for inviting me on board.
Oh, this is so great. Deputy, you're at Winnetonka High School. And how did this idea start? Obviously, you knew there's a need.
Yeah. So, well, this program has been around for a while. It basically kind of died off in around 2017. Me and a buddy of mine, another fellow officer, decided to reboot that program because we saw the need in the community. Again, we just wanted to just educate. A lot of kids feared us, and we were just wanting to erase that fear by just educating them on what we do and why we do certain things so we can actually better serve the community that we're in.
You even start younger. There's like a junior police academy, which is just a one-week course during the summer for like 7th and 8th graders, which is basically a crash course in policing. And I'm curious, as long as you've done that, have you seen any of this translate into a career for some of the kids that studied under you?
Yes, ma'am. So, again, I've been with the district since 2016. Since my time in the district, we have had, I would say, five new officers from Winnetonka alone that has made it to the sheriff's office that I am aware of. So, it's a very successful program. That was not my intent or our intent at the time. It was just basically trying to find a way to integrate into the communities that we serve and let the community know what we do and why we do certain things. So it makes me happy to see that people have gained things from it and say, you know what, I want to do this too.
What is the barrier, the biggest barrier, even with the high school kiddos, to even considering a career in law enforcement?
I think the biggest issue that we have is just a connection. I mean, kids look at us, and there's stereotypes that still go around there about being labeled a snitch or being an officer isn't cool. So what we do is we separate ourselves. We try to let them know we're human. We'll shoot hoops with them.
Yeah.
We'll play with them and do certain things outside of our normal element, so they see us just like they see their parents or anybody else in their community.
So I love PAL. I'm a huge fan, Deputy Owens, of the PAL program, and that does bring younger kids in for basketball and to be around law enforcement officers. This seems much more intimate to me because it is right there on the school grounds where over the 4 years, they really get to know the SROs, or I hope they get to know the SROs, which says to me you have the opportunity to make an even bigger impact with some of these kids.
So, like I said, I've been a part of this district since 2016. I've seen the kids that I'm dealing with now since elementary. So to walk beside these kids, and they know me on a different level. I know their parents.
Yeah.
I think it kind of helps with the whole relationship deal, and I think that's the whole goal with law enforcement in general. I want to integrate into the communities that I serve, and this platform that we have with the LECP program, Law Enforcement Career Path Program, helps us do that.
And so do you have to have a college degree to do this or an associate's degree, or can the kids go right from high school if they choose into the academy?
It depends on what agency. So with the sheriff's office, you can be 18 years old, and you can go ahead and, with Clay County anyway, you can go ahead and get on that way. But for most agencies, you have to be at least 21. And if anything, this gives them a taste of what they could do if they decide to move along this path. But like I said, the overall goal was just to educate the community as much so there's no fear of the unknown.
What has this done for you, Deputy?
I'll be honest with you. The reason I got into law enforcement was not what an officer did do. It was what an officer didn't do, just to be frank with you. And I said that if I was in that position, then these are the things that I would try to do. And I guess thanks to God, man, or whatever, now I'm in this position where the tables have turned. The things that I wanted for others is starting to happen. And just feel blessed.
And the program with the kids, what has that meant for you?
Just to see some kids that remind me of myself when I was younger to jump into this program and look at me in a certain way. Not, they don't even call me deputy or officer. They call me coach. Yeah. You know, so for kids to connect with me on that level, I feel like I'm doing my job, what I signed up for, and there's no greater motivation to wake up in the morning and go to work.
Deputy, thank you so much for your time. And if people want more information, can they go through the district or is there a website? Like, I know there are going to be people listening. We should do that in our school.
Okay. So, yes, there is. We have a Facebook page, which we need to update our stuff a little bit more because kids normally don't get on Facebook. But if you go to, facebook.com/Lecp, L-E-C-P, that is our page. And then you guys can go there and just kind of see some of the things that we do with the cadets.
Yeah.
And
you don't tase them, do you, Deputy? You don't tase them, do you?
No. These kids are genuinely just really good kids looking for some guidance. And that's all we do is we try our best to just be whatever it is that they're missing in their personal life.
Deputy, it said the full law enforcement experience through one of these crash courses. I meant like tase them. Like, you know, they used to say to reporters, do you want to be tased to see what law enforcement goes through?
Oh, yeah.
None of that. Yeah. No high-speed chases.
None of that. None of that at all.
A general look at the career.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So go to Facebook/Tonka K or L-E-C-P. That is Deputy Shep Owens with Winnetonka High School. And thank you for all of that you do. All of our school resource officers, you all are the first line of defense protecting our kids. And don't think I don't know it.
Sorry. Is there one other thing I can add?
Absolutely.
So we do have a program called Hidden in Plain Sight. And basically in there, we're just educating parents on what to look for if they're concerned about issues with their kids regarding substance abuse. We have a program like that. And also fentanyl presentation coming up on October 21st at Winnetonka High School from 7 to 8:30. Also, we will discuss about active shooter threats and do like a Q&A in regard.
Good. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do, Deputy. We really appreciate your time.
Oh, no problem. Take care. Thanks again for the invite.
Go to facebook.com/Tonka, L-E-C-P, for more information. It is still 1-0. We are in the bottom of the ninth. That is not play-by-play. I am stating a fact.
That is, yes. Yes.
That's it.
That's true.
You are listening to Dana and Parks.
Are you? Echo!
It's not play-by-play if it's a fact.
Can we talk about it now?
Boy, they hung on. Woo! I'm telling you, there could have been insane breaking news in this last 35 minutes, and I'm not sure we would have got it because I was dialed in to the very, very end of that game. Royals win.
Thank you, Brian Busby.
I'm going to send that to the boys over at, I keep saying 610. I know it's 96.5, the fan. I'm going to send that over to those boys and say, look, this was my official, what do you call it? That was my Rex Hudler moment. Absolutely love it.
Going to game two tomorrow.
Woo. All right. So when is it tomorrow? Please tell me it's like 9 a.m.
It is tomorrow at... Drum roll, please.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of
3:38 p.m. First pitch.
Really?
And if they need the third game, it is at 3:08 p.m.
Okay.
on Thursday.
Okay. Okay. So tomorrow is critical because it's the best two out of three.
That is correct.
If they win tomorrow, it's over, and then we move on to wherever we go. Where's the next bracket? I don't even know.
That would be the ALCS.
I don't know what that means. Where are we going? It doesn't come here.
We don't know who we play yet.
A while, correct? Like, we would have to keep going and going and going for something to come here, or does it just not come here? I'm looking at
no,
two.
No, if they move beyond this, then you'll go into the regular type of series.
Good. So it would switch back and forth.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. if you're wondering, I did ask all of my sports friends, oh my gosh, come on. I mean, Pete Rose passed away at 88, I think. You know, we could talk about the Royals. They all laughed at me out loud. They're like, do you realize that game? Like, you're not going to have anyone come on to talk about baseball. I'm like, all right.
Why are we even here?
Sorry, Joel, to bother you.
But now that the game is over, everyone's going to be flooding back for the next last 23 minutes.
Yeah, Goldberg's not doing anything. Get in here.
That's what I told him. He goes, Dana, everyone is going to be dialing in. That guy. I go, I know. I'm just, you know, thought you could spare a couple minutes or whatever. I'm judging. So, yeah, they go on tomorrow. You look at the pain on the faces of those Baltimore fans, which, by the way, if they were big enough fans, they would have sold out that stadium. You could have gotten a ticket to that game today for $16. That is not a joke.
The text line says we'll play the Yankees.
$16. Well, good.
If we
so
get
that is
out of
excited.
That card.
I am so excited.
That is bad.
Dan, you did not watch Baby Reindeer. Baby
I
Reindeer.
Did not.
Baby Reindeer.
I did not.
You did, Sam, correct?
I did not.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember, I don't have Netflix. I am boycotting.
I am almost so obsessed, I'm going to give you my login.
You can't. That's why I'm boycotting.
Oh, there's a lawsuit.
By the way, and before we dive into this lawsuit, mm-hmm. does this lady not realize that no one would have known
who she was
had she not said, hi, it's me.
She outed herself.
Yeah.
Sam?
Well, isn't
let's
that
let's just say the entire series was based on the premise that maybe she is not playing with a full deck.
She's a little.
So even if you did not watch Baby Reindeer, this is the topic. It doesn't even have to be about Baby Reindeer. What does it mean when someone says based on a true story or true story? Because you know this as well as I do. We've watched 1,000 things that are, quote, based on a true story. And like 25% of it is accurate.
Well, and according to the lawsuit that she has yet to file, but has been granted the ability to file, I believe that in Baby Reindeer, the show, they said this is the events of a true story,
but
not based on a true
okay,
story.
Follow me here.
Because based on a true story could mean, you know.
You can summarize.
One tiny fact is true and the rest of it's made up.
This man had like, what was it, 30,000 text messages, emails, voice messages from this woman. It's not.
She says that she was misrepresented.
Oh my God, she's an absolute loon, allegedly. Fiona Harvey.
She's not.
The inspiration for, quote, Martha can proceed with a defamation lawsuit after a judge has agreed. The show suggested she was convicted for stalking creator Richard Gadd. And keep in mind, Richard Gadd was the actor who played himself, really, in Baby Reindeer. The story of this bartender that's just at work when this woman walks in and starts claiming she's all kinds of things and wealthy, and then she starts blowing his phone up. So here's the story from The Guardian. A judge in the U.S. has ruled that Fiona Harvey, the woman accused of stalking Baby Reindeer creator Richard Gadd, can go forward with her defamation lawsuit against Netflix, noting the show was wrong when they billed her as a true story and made, quote, no effort to fact check Gadd's story or disguise Harvey is the inspiration for Martha. I completely disagree with that. They absolutely disguised her.
They gave her a fake name, and it was an actress. What more disguise do you want?
So viewers, and it—I don't know—they
and I have no tie to this.
Figured out how to identify her, but I think she self-identified.
Well, I think she wants attention.
Of course she did, Dan. That's what the entire. Do you remember how uncomfortable you were watching every man listening watching Fatal Attraction? I can feel. Right now, the crotch of every man in Kansas City going, because that movie changed the way you think about the affair, right? Universally, I don't care how old you are, Fatal Attraction did something to a man's mind where you're like, not going down that road with the boiled rabbit, right?
Hmm.
To me, Baby Reindeer is also a cautionary, more modern tale of why you have to be very careful when you're being nice in this electronic age of giving someone your phone number, Dan, honestly, because he felt sorry for her.
Right.
She was lonely. She was overweight. She was homely.
No one expects
everything
like that to happen.
Was making up stories at his bar. And I don't even remember thinking back how it was that she ended up with his number. But it started out with the email. And she just blew up his email. I think she's suing for $170 million.
What?
And listen to this. Here's my question about what true story and based on true story means. In his ruling, U.S. District Judge Gary Klausner noted that because the show's episodes began with the line, "This is a true story," it invited viewers to take the story as fact.
Right. That's why all of the other ones that have journalistic liberties, we'll call them, say based on a true story.
But Sam, he was the actor and the victim in this case. That's very unique to be the actor playing the bartender who in real life is also the victim in the case. And so does he not have his own freedom of expression? This is how I remember this happened. This is how I remember it. Backed up, by the way, with 30,000 loony emails.
I mean, you do have to be careful. It can get a little messy. I mean, unless it is a documentary done in a more journalistic style or, you know, a dramatization of a true story.
But he has the facts of the emails on his side.
I was going to say, I think she only really has a case here if she can prove that, because did they have like emails on the screen?
Yes.
So I think if she can prove that the emails were fabricated in some way.
They weren't. Like at the end it says, and look it up, Sam, look up how many emails did Martha send Gad?
But that's what I'm saying is that if she can in some way say, you know, yeah, I sent him a lot of emails, but I didn't send him an email that said this.
Here's the distinction for me. It's not him saying through this show, she stalked me. It's him saying she stalked me, .. And I have thousands of emails, text messages, and communications, including voice audio messages to prove it.
41,000 emails.
I knew it.
744 tweets, 100 pages of handwritten letters.
Yes.
And over 350 hours of voicemail.
So when he says this is a true story, that is fact that there are 41,000 communications in a short amount of time, which by anyone's estimation is off your rocker.
I mean,
I'm sorry. That is harassment. That is stalking.
It is a true story from his perspective, which is put out there.
His perspective is how it made him feel. That's his. The fact is there are 41,000 emails. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if she can say, you know, yeah, I may have gone a little too far, but I didn't say this or I didn't say that, I think that's the only way that she really has a case. Otherwise,
there's probably
she is
not
wasting
much
money.
Case here, and plus the amount. What was it? $170 million?
Yes.
That does sound a little bit much, doesn't it? Yeah.
She does say she has suffered severe emotional distress.
Attention getting at play here.
Man, I'm telling you, if you didn't watch that, if you are a man, I'm telling you, I've never been a man, I don't know, but I feel like if you're a man and you're single and you're out there dating online or doing whatever it is you're doing, this is like Fatal Attraction, where it will make you stop and think that you need to be way more careful about who you
swipe right.
Swipe on. Yep.
She claims that this is emotional distress, but she didn't have any emotional distress until she stood up on the pedestal and said,
"This is me.
It's me.
It's me.
Hi. I'm the problem.
I'm the problem. It's me. Do you know what would cause me emotional stress, Sam? 41,000 emails from someone I didn't want to hear from.
But they were loving emails, weren't they?
No.
I mean, you don't check your emails now anyway.
Some of them are just
silly. You do have 41,000 emails in your
inbox. No, I've got a friend who has more than 35,000, and I look at her phone and I go, I don't know how you do that, because I've got to zero mine out.
That would freak me out. Just look at your emails, please.
No. If you need me, you know where to find me. You know, if it's an emergency, Dan, you know how to get a hold of me. Read my emails, 913-586-7798. We are back to wrap it up on Dana and Parks. Royals win 1-0, squeaked it out in the bottom of the ninth, and move on to the next game tomorrow in Baltimore. We're back with much more straight ahead. Stick with us. Real quick, Sam, did you see the story overnight that they are going to try and offer like a driverless Uber safari experience?
Did they say driverless Uber?
In my mind, when I read it, maybe it's not.
Well, if it's driverless, I don't want to be stranded in the middle of the safari with a lion and nobody to defend me.
Sam, it would have to be because they're not going to let some just ding-a-ling with a Mazda pick you up and drive you into a safari.
Now, when I first saw the headline, I thought that it was going to be something like that, where it was just a local resident with his Jeep who's going to come pick you up and take you for a wild ride.
No.
I looked into it a little bit more, and I did research before the show. I broke the cardinal rule.
Please don't.
And it's called Uber Safari. It's this entire resort style vacation. Essentially, they're getting into the full package, all-inclusive resort vacation.
You know, we've had a couple of stories in this deck over the last couple of years where someone goes on a safari and, you know,
doesn't return.
Yeah. Well, you do return, but you're in a box in the lower part of the airplane when you come back.
Sometimes you return out of the box, but your arm is...
Yes. It's not for me. I know the people have gone that have loved it, but of all the places in the world I want to go see, that is nowhere near the top of my list.
The story that we had in the stack was one specific woman who went on the adventure, and I'm sure she got the best of the best because she was a writer.
Sure.
Who said that she had a wonderful time. So if you have the money and you want to go see the safari, you can do it.
If you could go
Uber
to one place in the world, but you only got one place and it's the most epic experience, like you do it right, you get to do all the things. What is, you only got to pick one. Where is it?
New Zealand.
Really?
Well, I would say Antarctica, but we're not allowed to go there.
Okay. New Zealand.
Yeah.
I have too many. I want to go to Ireland. I want to go to Scotland and I want to go to Greece. But they're kind of by each other. Can you kind of do...
You could do that in one trip.
I think you can kind of do all of them in one trip. You know what else you could do? It'd be a lot cheaper is play in our cornhole tournament. Am I right?
That's right. Go to KMBZ.com. It's on the front page. It's also under the events tab. You've got 18 days to sign up. It's going to be on Saturday, October 19th. Tossing for tails. All of the proceeds go to KC Pet Project at Serve from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. 100 spots open. Obviously, there's not 100 open right now. We've already had a bunch of people sign up. Teams of two, $50 a team. Spectator passes are $10.
Yeah, $10 you can just come watch.
Yep. Daniel will be there. Scott will be there. I'll be there. We'll drag Dan.
Travis Walker will be there.
Oh, Travis Walker.
He's coming. He said to me that you need a partner on the bags. I'm like, no.
Yeah, Serve, 91st and Metcalf. Check it out, KMBZ.com. We want to see you there. And coming up in just over an hour, not as exciting... The vice presidential debate right here on KMBZ.
Woo!
Yeah. Partay.
I'm going to have to change all of my plans tonight.
I mean, duh.
I mean, I had plans, but now I don't, Sam.
Coverage starts at 7. I believe the debate starts at 8 our time. I'm not sure.
That's your thing.
But it's going to be riveting.
You listen to that.
I want you to listen to every word.
You will not hear a complete wrap of that on my program
Maybe
tomorrow.
Maybe Google a drinking game. No, I'm not going to condone that. Never mind.
I will remind everybody, if you tune in tonight on Netflix, watch Will and Harper. The documentary with Will Ferrell on a cross-country trip with the Saturday Night Live writer who started on the first day with Will Ferrell at SNL.
Only a few cuss words.
It is incredible, and we have a guest coming on tomorrow afternoon in the 3 o'clock hour to talk about it. I hope you join us tomorrow. Thank you for your continued support of this program. Scott will be back next week, taking some time off, and we will be back here tomorrow. Be safe. Be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.